Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Hello and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. It's time to think summer. Summer camp, to be exact. Each year in March, we talk to the Michigan Seventh-day Adventist Summer Camp's directors to find out what's coming up for the summer. We'll be talking to the youth director for the Lake Region Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. That's a director of a multi-state area, largely around the Great Lakes of Michigan. And their camp is in Cassopolis, Michigan. That's in southwest Michigan, a wonderful facility there. Later in the broadcast, we'll be talking to Camp Asabo up in Grayling, Michigan. And then finally, interview will be with Camp Sagola in the Upper Peninsula at Sagola, Michigan. Each one of these camps can provide a quality summer camp experience for your young person. If you're a parent, grandparent, guardian, or somebody in the neighborhood who sees a young person that needs to be at camp, you will want to listen to this broadcast. As kind of a bonus, we have Pastor Earl Baldwin. Welcome, Pastor Earl.
Hello to our Strong Tower family. What a pleasure to be here, Tom.
Absolutely, and I'm so glad to have you on the program. You are the youth director of the Lake Region Conference. Can you kind of give our listeners an idea of what a youth director does?
Absolutely. It will be my pleasure. Again, as a youth director, we provide general oversight for all the youth programming that takes place throughout our conference. Under our general umbrella, there are several different ministries that we gear our attention to, ranging from pathfinders, adventurers. We have something called a CFL, which is a dynamic ministry as well, which is the Christian Fellowship League that utilizes sports programming to bring people to Jesus Christ with basketball and volleyball. We also have federations that bring our churches together for training and for fellowship and for recreation, where area churches come together, have a dynamic worship service together where they normally would not interact with each other. That happens at least twice per year for the four different federation areas that we have. So that is just a general oversight. You know, you're dealing with programming, you're dealing with policy and procedure, also just one-on-one mentoring. That one of my biggest joys is still being able to provide, you know, Bible study for our youth and get to connect with them and just stay abreast to life's challenges.
Amen. I really appreciate the Lake Region Conference and your youth program. It's so dynamic, has it's organized in so many ways and so many services. It's really exciting. Pastor, would you lead us with a word of prayer and for our listeners as they hear about, we're going to be talking about the worldwide Pathfinder Camperee and the summer camps that take place in Michigan. So would you lead us in a word of prayer?
That would be my privilege. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much again for your love and for your mercy. We just want to ask a very special blessing upon each and every individual, family, community that will be hearing this broadcast and others like it. We just ask whatever they stand in need of, Lord, that you will bless them profusely. We thank you so much for the Strong Tower family and for their intentional and deliberate efforts to continue to take this gospel message of Jesus Christ throughout the world, quite frankly. So bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Baldwin, thank you so very much for praying for our listeners like you did.
Absolutely. And please, just Earl will be suffice.
Okay.
We're family together.
Amen. But I always respect the office of the pastor. So thank you. When you mentioned we're going to be talking about summer camps throughout this broadcast, but right at the moment, can you share a little bit more about those broad ministries that you have? Sounds like you use recreation and fellowship to bring young people closer together. And many of the young people in your churches of the Lake Region, which covers several states, and we'll talk about that. That's mighty important, and that literally they have a positive experience with people of faith and do what they naturally enjoy of sports and activities, and many of them come to know the Lord, I'm sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the things that we strive to embrace is holistic ministries. So it's not just about, you know, studying our Bible and praying and knowing about Jesus, but we also want to minister to people in physical and relational ways. And that's an important aspect to our ministry approach here at the Lake Region Conference. So we, you know, it ranges from sports and activities to desk creative ministries, embracing hobbies, pine cart derbies, where our kids come together and they do stuff like that, model planes. It's so many various activities to try to encapsulate all the various interests that exist. And it's so wide. So it's an awesome responsibility, but a great joy when you see the light beam individuals' eyes as we minister to them.
Amen. Well, you're also the coordinator for the Lake Region Conference for Pathfinders. What is the territory that you are responsible of servicing and helping local people do this ministry called Pathfinders?
Absolutely. So the Lake Region Conference is unique in the fact that we cover such a large territory. So we cover Michigan, we cover Indiana, we cover Illinois, we cover Minnesota and Wisconsin. Though it may not be the entire states, we do provide ministry opportunities in these various states. Some areas are more densely populated within a Lake Region Conference. Our ministry focus tends to primarily deal with the urban setting, but again, there is a diversification in some of the rural applications as well.
Amen, amen. Now, we've talked about Pathfinders, and one of the reasons we are is that you are responsible for Camp Wagner. And tell our listeners a little bit about Camp Wagner, its facilities, and its outreach.
Absolutely. Camp Wagner is an amazing facility located and nestled in the Cassopolis area. We are growing the campground actively. We have an amazing camp director in the person of Pastor Clifford Wallace. That team and that staff, we have various ministries. We also have a dynamic junior camp director, person of Avery Clark and Sister Caitlin. But this year was unique in the fact that because we had Gillette, we had to make a very, very difficult decision in the fact that we're not going to have our normal junior camp this year, which will normally take place in July. What we have decided as a conference, we're going to be redirecting as much as of our resources as possible to Gillette. You know, we're looking at over 900 people from the Lake Region Conference heading all the way to Gillette, Wyoming. So we're trying to pool all of our resources together to be able to do that more effectively. We're super excited because as a conference, we're doing something, what I believe for the first time, is we're not going as individual clubs. We're going as a conference. So we are providing as a conference bus transportation, for example. We are going to have semi-transportation as well as meals for all those that are going to be going as a conference and taking part of the conference plan. We are super excited about it.
Fantastic. I'm getting excited about it. that you're doing this combined synergistic effect. Sounds like you're taking leadership of and direction. Many of these clubs are small. Some of them are in inner city areas where finances are limited, and you're just bringing the resources and the organization and coordination to make it happen.
Exactly. And I love the word that you chose to use, synergy, because that's what it's all about. We want to plant a seed within our conference and beyond. I want to emphasize it, though it may start here. Our ultimate vision is to see us all come together as believers. But so often within our context and our demographic, we have individuals who have never even left the state that they were born in.
Or the city
for that fact. Yeah. And we're excited because by doing it this way, what we are doing is instead of one person having to carry a heavy load, we're saying we're going to spread the cost across the conference. So we have a plan where for $800, for just $800, we're going to be able to move all of these individuals, 20 something plus hours all the way down to Wyoming, Gillette, Wyoming. And it has opened the doors to individuals who normally could not have made such an investment. So we're excited about some of the sponsors that have partnered with us and come alongside us. And we continue to look for additional sponsors for some of our young people that desperately want to make it down to Gillette, Wyoming. But they're still actively doing fundraising. I believe you heard about some of the shoe draws and some of the other initiatives that are happening already.
Yes, we have that. That program will be aired actually before this one is aired. It will already be aired, and our listeners can go on our archive of str.fm, strongtowerradio.org, in the audio archives, and under features, you can listen to the Grand Rapids Bethel Seventh-day Adventist Church Pathfinder Club, Elise Green. She's the director of the club.
Yeah.
And you can find out, you'll just get a taste of what the individual clubs are doing. But I'm so excited to hear about your leadership, your team's leadership to, I'm using a phrase, the coining it, but leaving no Pathfinder behind.
There you go. That is, I believe the Holy Spirit is definitely leading in your word choices, because that is our desire. We want to ensure that folks understand that we could do so much more together than we could ever do as individuals. And Sister Elise Green is one of our dynamic leaders. She's also, believe it or not, one of our Federation presidents. Mm. So she also provides tremendous leadership along with her team in structuring worship services and outreach programs spanning from Idlewild, Michigan, all the way to Gary, Indiana, and in between. So she covers that territory. So we're excited to partner with such amazing leaders.
And, we were talking about this, and we've kind of left the best for last. Basically, this worldwide youth gathering for several days, that you're taking these young people, predominantly or many of them from inner cities, maybe financially not able to do this, you're giving them a worldwide view. And these young people, when they get in this positive environment of worldwide environment, how many kids, people? It's thousands of people.
It's thousands. So for example, there were over 55,000 tickets already sold. This is not counting day passes and what have you. So you're talking about when it's all said and done, it's going to be well over 60,000 people that are going to be there. And our context, it's amazing about our context because, we have such a range of individuals. Yes, we do have some individuals that are going to have some very specific needs, but we also have some amazing young people that are proactive go-getters that have their finances in place. And what we're trying to show them is that, hey, it's not just about us. Don't just think about it from a micro perspective, but from a macro perspective. How can you bless someone? How can you be an agent of change to help impact someone? We're anticipating over 75 to 100 individuals to be baptized at Gillette, and we are excited. I get goosebumps just thinking about it, because they're going to have an amazing scene of the Nile River. The theme this year is Believe the Promise. And I can't tell you, Tom, how excited we are.
Well, I tell you what, Pastor Earl, I think that some of our, you talked about community and helping these young people get outside their city, get outside their state, to see the world, young people around the world, that synergistic effect.
Yes.
How can the Strong Tower Radio listeners help these kids get there?
I am so glad that you asked that. To my Strong Tower family, we want to say thank you in advance for your prayer. And for those that want to come alongside us, we want to invite you to check out a very important website. That website is lrcyouth.com. So lrcyouth.com. On that website, it houses all of the various ministries. Again, the most pressing at this time is going to be for our Pathfinder ministry, the Believe the Promise. And you can make a donation of any amount by clicking on that tab. The click here to donate to Pathfinders. You could even sponsor our young person by contacting our department. Feel free, again, Pastor Earl Baldwin. My email address is ebaldwin@lrcsda.com. I can be contacted that way. And all you have to say is, hey, I want to sponsor a young person. We are actively seeking sponsors to lessen the burden and also to see how many more of our young people we can take and just expose them to all that God has for them to see.
You know, Pastor Earl, it just hits me is that by helping these young people, you may change at least one life, but you may be changing a neighborhood, you may be changing a city.
And that's the amazing thing about how God works. You know, we don't realize how the domino effect in life, you know, this is why God just calls us to simply show love, be kind, be considerate, be compassionate, because we don't know the impact and how oftentimes these decisions of kindness come full circle. And it's, you know, when the Holy Spirit reveals, so often you'll see a full circle effect where you bless someone and that blessing comes all the way back around full circle and blesses you.
Amen. Pastor Baldwin, I just want to thank you for sharing your vision and what you're doing across these multiple states, many times, both in rural, but highly in urban.
In urban, correct.
To change the lives of young people.
Absolutely. And thank you again and the team for your dedication, because your radio station, again, is expanding to incorporate some of these urban contexts.
Yes.
And these young people get to hear, hey, you know what? There's so much more out there. So thank you so much for what you guys are doing.
God bless. And thanks so much, Pastor Earl.
God bless us. You take care.
Listeners, we will be back after this break, and we'll be talking to two more summer camps. God bless, and till we see you on the other side of this break.
Hi, folks. Jelaine Fenner here. We are definitely living in uncertain times, and for some of us, it's scary. Signs of the times are everywhere. Jesus is coming back soon. Read Revelation chapter 22. Jesus says, "Surely I am coming quickly." We at Strong Tower Radio have a free book for you called The Great Controversy. Go to the back of the book and read chapters 35 to 42. It'll help you understand the times we're living in and what's ahead. This book even has 800 historical quotes and 1,200 Bible quotes. I love this book. Call Strong Tower Radio today, 231-468-2087, and ask for The Great Controversy while supplies last. And if we don't answer, please leave a message asking for the Great Controversy with your name, address, and phone number. That's 231-468-2087 on Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
You're listening to Strong Tower Radio today. I'm your host, Tom Majeure, and this is segment number 2 of the Summer Camp Edition. Now, I know it's not summer, but registration for Camp Asabo has already begun. And if you want your kids to be registered for summer camp this summer, you've got to do it now. So we have with us David Glenn. David Glenn is the new director of Camp Asabo. Welcome, David.
Thanks so much, Tom. It's good to be here.
Now, you're not a newbie to Camp Asabo or to camping, I assume.
No, I've spent the past seven summers working at Camp Asabo as a counselor, as a department director, and then the past 5 summers I've been the assistant director of the camp under Pastor Ken Mitchiff.
So it's not your first rodeo. Huh?
Not my first rodeo.
Okay, great. Well, we're glad to have your experience. And you kind of came up through the ranks.
Yeah, so I spent, again, first 2 summers working in the high adventure program.
Challenge course. That's where you're climbing and you go ropes and you do scary things.
Rock climbing. Oh, yeah, and ironically, I'm afraid of heights.
Oh,
I don't know how I ended up there.
Does that mean that you overcame?
Yes, exactly. Okay. And that's one of the things that I learned there, how wonderful it is to have a fear. And it's kind of a weird thing to say, but to have a fear and to watch a kid with the same fear and then to say, hey, I'm afraid of this too, but I can do this. And I think you can too. And then just to see their eyes light up when they realize, oh, I'm going to try it. And then to see them succeed is just the best thing. Yeah.
It sounds like a character building here.
That's very true. And then after I worked at the challenge course, I was the assistant director for 5 summers and led out in accreditation. And, you know, we had a couple of years where COVID was big. And so.
Well, you talk about, I bet you that brought a lot of creativity in the way you do camp.
It did. It did. And it was exciting to see God work, how he kept the camp safe, how he worked. You know, we had one of our camp inspectors from the state of Michigan, he said, wow, can you guys send us your policies? Because a lot of other camps are wondering how can we run with the pandemic that's happening? And we said, you can have our policies, but really God's been keeping us safe through all of this. And so it's, again, every summer is a new opportunity to see how God works through summer camp. And so I've just appreciated the ability to watch that happen.
Well, you know, one of the things I hear when you talked about your protocol during the pandemic, it was kind of courageous. It's kind of like Daniel going up into his room and opening up his windows and praying. He did not change his method. He did. I mean, you had to change methods for certain safety, but you creatively stayed within the bounds, and it was a safe summer.
Exactly. And just the opportunity to look at the situation and say, Lord, how can we continue to operate in this? We want to see kids come to Jesus. And then to watch all of the staff that summer buy into that and say, hey, we've been at home, we've been in lockdown. And then they came and they showed up and they said, we're here for the kids. How can we make this work? And so it wasn't, you know, it wasn't just me, it wasn't just Pastor Ken, but it was this group of summer staff who came alongside and said, hey, we're here, we're going to make it work. And then just give all glory to God after that.
Amen. You know, it almost makes me think that there's lessons for life in this. Mm. There's times where we come up against a situation, we have to assess it, we with God's help. Mm. We have to make decisions, and we aren't to be just, as a Christian writer says, not just mere followers, but you need to use your clear mind, and I think that the leadership of this camp did a very fine job of choosing that, and kids came to the Lord because of it.
Amen to that.
Amen. Well, guess what? It's 2024 already.
Oh, man. I can't believe it.
That's right. And you got some pretty big shoes to walk in.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a few directors. You've been under Pastor Ken. And now Camp Asavo has its history going back to a previous camp, Camp Pottawatomie.
Mm.
But when did Camp Asavo start here at Grayling? We're actually broadcasting this segment from the campus of Camp Asavo in Grayling, Michigan. We happen to be in the Strong Tower Radio, ASI Lake Union Studio. Thank you to the Lake Union ASI, Adventist Service and Industries, who provided us these microphones in this facility here. And, of course, the camp, who allows us to use this facility, and we've had some wonderful recordings that have come out of it.
That's so good to hear. Yeah, we're staring at our 76th summer this year.
Wow.
So, been around for a while, been doing the camp thing for a while, Camp Asavo has. So, again, it's just exciting to be a part of that.
So, what does summer camp look like? You know, listeners, I did some research on summer camps, and I found out that when I did my research, probably 2011, that there were literally 50 camps across the United States, Seventh-day Adventist camps. There's camps all, you know, church camps. As you drive throughout Michigan, you'll see signs for church camps all over the place. The Michigan is a church camp state.
It's a state, yeah. Church camp state.
But Seventh-day Adventist youth camps, it's deep in the tradition of the church, and outdoors and camp ministries is huge. And here in the state, we don't have just one camp. We have three camps, and we're touching base with all three of them, as we do every year. This must be at least the fifth year that we've done this. And so what does season 76 look like here at Camp Asavo?
Yeah, so in my perspective, and this is what I've seen through Camp Asavo's history, is Camp Asavo exists to provide a place and a program where people can fall in love with Jesus and take their relationship with him to the next level. And so I see that in year-round ministry. I see that kind of come to a peak in the summer camp ministry. And so, again, that's to provide a place and a program where people can fall in love with Jesus and take their relationship with him to the next level. And so when kids come to camp, you know, we have a boat program where kids can learn how to water ski and then just tube behind the boat. We have high adventure programs where kids can learn to rock climb. They can go on the challenge course, high ropes. We have a nature center program where kids can learn about nature. They go on nature hikes and they learn, you know, habits of beavers and rocks and minerals and reptiles, and they can learn those things. We also have a craft program where they can go in and they can learn practical skills like woodworking, welding, but also, you know, how do I make a candle, or how do I make a pottery project, ceramics, those kind of things. We have lifeguarding, where kids can go down to the waterfront and swim and play on the inflatables. So all of these things are ways that kids can have fun together, grow socially together. They're in a cabin. Each child through the summer is in a cabin with about, you know, nine other campers. And, you know, through the week, their goal is they're gonna come, they're gonna have fun. The counselors are going to facilitate that community within the cabin. They're going to make friends that they might have for the rest of their lives. I was a summer camper here, and I still keep up with some of my camp friends. But all of those things, you know, they're fun in themselves. But when it really comes down to it, the goal is that they come and they fall in love with Jesus through that whole experience.
So many things, so many places to go. You mentioned about the Nature Center. Well, the nature guy who happens to do programs here on Strong Tower Radio is the director of the Nature Center.
Yeah, Dr. Atkins, he's great to have around, very knowledgeable. And again, it's great to know about science, right? But it's even better to know about science and to use that science, the understanding of that science, to learn more about God.
Absolutely. And the nature guy, Dr. Atkins, he's a doctor of biology. He has held been a professor of biology, mm-hmm. and he still keeps in touch as an adjunct, I think, at Andrews University. And people line up to take birding and nature trips with him between camps and so on and so forth. He also has a YouTube that he puts up there, and people just enjoy that, acquainting, making that connection between nature and God. It's a beautiful thing.
And I would encourage your listeners to go and check that out. I think that's on the Michigan Conference Facebook page.
Yes, that's MISDA, that's Michigan Conference, MI for Michigan, SDA, Seventh-day Adventist.org, and look for that under the videos and enjoy those programs. And you'll probably see a little bit of the Nature Center. Some of them are recorded right in the Nature Center here
exactly.
in camp. And crafts, I think about those crafts. You're exposed to things you may have never done before. You've never taken a class in it. You might not be old enough to be in high school or anything like that to take a class in wood shop or auto mechanics or whatever. But you hit camp. Why not?
Exactly.
Risk it.
Exactly. And really, you know, that we have those safety protocols that, you know, we try to minimize the risk that campers are under. But seriously, come in and explore and see, you know, where else are you going to learn how to use a drill or a table saw with someone who's qualified to take you through that process. It's a great thing.
Speaking of that, you made me think that you have a program called Family Camp.
Yes.
And what happens at family camp?
So family camp, the goal is the same, right? To create a place and a program where people can fall in love with Jesus and take their relationship with him to the next level. The goal is the same, but the program's slightly different, where instead of, you know, kids coming and staying in a cabin with counselors, you have families coming. Families have the opportunity to come and stay in a cabin, stay in one of our lodges. We have, you know, RV sites as well.
You're and talking families. About family time.
Yes, this is family time where you come and you grow as a family. This is time where you can escape the distractions and the stress of day-to-day life and just have a solid, enjoyable family vacation together. And so you can take these summer camp classes. And again, I know some of our listeners might not be in the 8 to 18 range, 8 to 17 range of our summer camp age. But you can still come and enjoy camp and family camps for those listeners.
And I don't know how to ask this question without just saying, is it just the nuclear family of child and parent, child and guardian, or is it a little bit larger than that?
Yeah, no, we have several generations come. We have grandparents come with their grandchildren, and you know, I've seen this happen where grandparents will say, "Hey, we'll take the grandkids for the week. Parents, you go off and do something else." And that's totally great. Sometimes parents need a break. But also, bring the parents too. You know, enjoy that time together. Not just the parents and children, but extended family too. People have had family reunions at family camp as well, and I've seen that.
I was going to ask that question and you'd answer. David, tell our listening audience about the camps that you have, the ages that they have, and roughly the dates.
Of course,
we know that registration is already open, so you need to go to what's that website?
Yeah, that'll be campasobel.org.
Campasobel.org. Okay, great. That's need correct. To go on there, type it up even as we're doing this program as you're listening. And what are those camps?
Yeah, so we have our first week of camp is Adventure Camp, and that's June 11 through 16.
And what ages?
Yes, and that's ages 8 to 10.
Okay.
8 to 10. So that's our youngest camp. Those kids, they have an opportunity to try all sorts of activities. So they, you know, they're not taking classes so much as they're getting to experience a little bit of everything that camp has to offer. The next week of camp that we have is Junior Camp. And that runs from June 16 to 23, and that's for ages 10 to 14. The third camp we have is Tween Camp. That's ages 12 to 15. And that runs from June 23 to June 30. And then following tween camp is teen camp. That's high school age. And that runs from June 30 to July 7.
Wow, sounds like a full summer.
Yeah, and then it's not over even then.
Really?
We have family camps after that. And family camp 1 runs from July 7 to 14. Family camp 2 runs July 14 to 21. And family camp 3 runs July 21 to 28. And so I know your listeners might have noticed, we've talked about this, that registration is already open for all of those camps. But this summer, family camp registration has already opened for family camp lodging, but family camp classes registration opens on April 9.
Okay.
So we're still in between those two dates, I think.
Very good, very good. So you want to make sure you sign up. And so, David, give our listeners the contact information, the website of how you sign up for camp.
Yeah, so if you would like to register for camp, all you need to do is visit campasauble.org. That's campasauble.org. And if you have any questions or concerns and you'd like to email someone or call someone to ask those questions, you can reach out to cas@mizda.org.
That's for Camp Asauble.
That's for Camp Asauble, cas@mizda.org. That's the email address. Or you can call 989-348-5491, and that's our office cell. So again, that's 989-348-5491. And you could reach out to either of those things if you had questions about the camps or what classes are offered. You could also reach out to those if you have some concerns. If you're sending your child to camp and you want to make sure you have questions about their counselor, or you'd like to share with us something that dietary needs that they might have, things like that, those are good things to communicate about.
Great. And you also have great food, and you have a camp store.
Yes, that's the truth. So we have our Camp Asauble cafeteria is run by Tanya Burgess. She's our camp cook, and she does so well. She's very accommodating. If campers ever have any dietary needs, all of our kitchen staff are trained to watch out for allergies and those kind of things. And then our camp store is Nature's Nest, and we do offer we bake bread for that, home-baked, freshly baked bread. And we have some boxed meals that we're doing off and on here as well.
And there's gifts and good food.
Yeah, Camp Asauble merch. Health food as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you encourage people to visit the campus to check it out ahead of time.
That'd be awesome, for
awesome.
Sure.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Again, that's Camp Asauble in Grayling, and David, give that address one last time.
Yeah, so the email address is cas@mizda.org. Again, that's cas@mizda.org. And the phone number for the office is 989-348-5491.
Well, thank you so much, David. Welcome to your first season as director.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Have a blessed summer.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Listeners, we'll be back after this. We'll be with Craig Morgan. He's the director of the Camp Segola up in the Upper Peninsula. He's a veteran, and he's been at camp for many, many years. So look forward to a great program up at Camp Segola up in the Upper Peninsula. We'll be back with Craig after this break.
The Bible and God's character are under attack like never before. Here at Strong Tower Radio, we are proud to hold up the Bible as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We believe the Bible is the Word of God and contains the good news of God's character and His great plan of salvation for mankind. If you know and believe this to be true, won't you help Strong Tower Radio proclaim the truth about our God and His Word, the Bible? To do that, go to www.strongtowerradio.org, and there, on our secure website, you will find a donate button. Click on that and give as the Lord directs. Thank you for listening and supporting Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
We're back with the summer camp edition of Strong Tower Radio, and we have Craig Morgan with us. Craig, we're veterans at this, aren't we?
We've done this a few times, Tom, and it's always a pleasure for me to be here with you.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. First, you were here at camp, but I've represented camp with Pastor Ken, and then they thought you were so good that you needed to have a camp of your own.
Well, yes. The Lord has plans for us, even when you're over 70 years of age.
That's right.
Things new come along.
I'll just think of you as kind of like Caleb or Joshua here.
I think so.
Absolutely. Well, Craig, you're responsible for Camp Segola, which is in the UP. Tell our listeners about that camp.
All right. Well, Camp Segola is a beautiful camp located up in the Upper Peninsula, way over on the west side. In fact, we're not that far away from Wisconsin. And it's located in Segola Township, not far from Crystal.
That's correct. And
Iron Mountain, not far from Iron Mountain.
Great. I've been up there twice, and I've grown to love Camp Segola.
Yes, a very beautiful camp up there.
You know, every camp, I alluded to that earlier in one of the earlier sessions, that there are roughly 50 camps across the United States run by Seventh-day Adventists.
Right.
And each one has these certain core values, and then each one has its special uniqueness dealing with the physical structure. If you're probably in Florida, it's a different program than you have when you're
right.
further north than like we are. And so if you
That's
have
right.
mountains or rivers or if you whatever the geography and such.
Right. You know, Tom, I've worked at beautiful Camp Laura Weld, which is in the state of Maine. I've worked at Camp Timber Ridge down in Indiana. I've worked here at Camp Asabel for, this summer will be the 39th summer, because not only am I the director at Camp Segola, but I get to spend part of the summer here at Camp Asabel. And now I've been involved with Camp Segola. Last summer I was asked to be the camp director there. They've asked me again to come back and be the camp director. Every camp is different, but every camp is beautiful and has something special. And every camp is designed to help young people see Jesus, to make decisions for Jesus, and to go out and serve.
What you've alluded to, the similarities and differences based on your multiple experiences, tell us about the core values, the things that are essential to every Seventh-day Adventist youth camp.
Well, first off, we have wonderful staff at every camp. Camp that have dedicated their lives to Jesus. They've dedicated their lives to introducing Jesus to young people, or in some cases, as here at Camp Asabel, where we have family camp, to people that may be even older than they are, as their ages, as staff to people that are older.
Boy, that must be kind of an experience for the first time to...
It is. It is.
I tell you, my observation that a camp staff person grows, it does something to their character.
It does. And our staff members that come here, their lives are changed. And for many years, I was a Seventh-day Adventist school teacher. In fact, I would teach during the year, then come and work at camp, then go back and teach again. And whenever it came time for us to hire a new teacher at a school, if on their resume it had that person had experience at a junior camp, a youth camp, then that automatically just raised the level of that applicant, because they'd had experiences at a camp that helped them in their life to move on to other things to serve the Lord.
You know, and I am staying on this because the quality of the camp is in the staff.
Is in the staff, there's no doubt about it. And here a few weeks ago, we spent time at Andrews University. We spent time at Southern Adventist University.
Down in Collegedale,
Tennessee, looking for staff members for this summer. And the young people that we talked with and that we interviewed, every time I do that, it makes my mouth pop open in awe of the quality of our young people out there that want to come and serve Jesus at Camp Asabel or Camp Segola.
I totally understand what you're saying about when you're hiring teachers, that when I was in education myself, higher education, that when I saw a person who grew up on a farm or was wait staff in a restaurant, my experience were they were some of the best workers because they knew how to work.
They know how to work and they know how to serve.
That's right. And your camp, it's not like at 8 to 5 you go home?
No. No. You're on duty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, pretty much.
And the young people help you grow.
Yes, they do. And the staff that I have worked with over the years, plus the campers that have come, have helped to keep me younger than I really am.
And that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Well, tell our listeners about Camp Segola and what makes Camp Segola so special in so many people's minds.
Camp Segola is a special place. First off, it's out in nature. It's very beautiful. We're located on a lake, Lake Mitchell, there in Segola Township. We have only about 35 to 40 acres of land, but everything is just beautiful. And we have a almost new lodge there, beautiful lodge, dining facility. We have rooms down in the lower part. We have meeting rooms down the lower part. And it's just a beautiful building. And the camp, as I said, when you go there, it's just a great place for young people to see Jesus in the things of nature.
Now, when campers come, what activities do they do?
Well, we have our lakes, so we have all of the waterfront type of activities.
So do you
swimming.
Have canoes?
We have canoes. We have kayaks. We have a motorboat that we can go tubing behind. We have archery. That's one of the ones that they really love. We have nature classes. We have craft classes. We have ceramics there. So all of the things that you think of that you would do at camp, you do. Plus, we have the wonderful worships, pastors that come. The nice thing, one of the unique things about Camp Segola is all of the Seventh-day Adventist pastors in the Upper Peninsula, they all take out of their time to come for the 3 weeks, 1 week to set up, 2 weeks of camp. They come and spend it with us there at camp. So we have pastors that help us, help young people come closer to Jesus by the things that they do at camp.
So what I'm hearing you say is the pastor to student ratio or camper ratio is pretty high.
It is pretty high, pretty high.
So, and those young people, what's that saying? If you pray together, you stay together.
Right.
If you play together, has similar results.
Right. And a lot of the young people that come to Camp Segola are parishioners of the pastors that are there serving. So it's a win-win. It's a win for the pastors because they get to know their young people better. It's a win for the campers because they get to know their pastor better on a different level than just going to church.
If you're in a congregation of thousands of people and such, these many times in the Upper Peninsula are smaller congregations.
Right.
And they know them by name.
They know them by name, yep.
Well, tell them, Camp Segola has a wonderful history in the churches of the Upper Peninsula really have a vested interest in that camp.
Yes, they do. The people in the Upper Peninsula love Camp Segola, and they support Camp Segola.
They actually built Camp Segola.
They helped. They built Camp Segola. It's been around, I believe, since the mid-1960s. And
they bought the property.
Bought the property, and their first lodge, because their first lodge burned several years ago. But their first lodge was an old hotel located even in the upper part of the Upper Peninsula. They took it apart, brought it down, and used the materials to build the first lodge there at Camp Sagola. And tragically, it had burned, but now they have this beautiful facility. It looks out over Lake Mitchell. It's got a million-dollar view when you look out the windows there. You could just stand
it's
by their windows.
It's kind of a cathedral
auditorium or
cafeteria it area. Is. And a huge window wall looking out over the lake.
Right.
It's, for the lack of terms, it's state-of-the-art camp.
It is. It is beautiful. It really is.
Now, this camp, what type of programs, did we talk about that yet?
No. We have two weeks of camp there. Our first week starts July 14, goes to July 21, and that's what we call junior camp. And that's for ages 8 through 12. And then the second week of camp, which follows, that would be July 21 to 28, is what we call teen camp. And teen camp is for 13 through 17-year-olds. Our junior camp, we usually have anywhere between 40 and 50 campers. For our teen camp, we have anywhere between 15 and 20. A lot of the UP teenagers have jobs in the summertime and can't come to camp.
It's a huge, that's a time to work.
Right, it's a time to work.
It's there's a lot of the hospitality industry.
Right.
There's jobs galore because people love the Upper Peninsula, and probably every teenager has
an offer of a job. So our teen camp is a little smaller, but both weeks, we have a pastor that comes and shares with that group. Our theme for the summer is called I Choose.
I Choose.
I Choose. And our pastors this summer will be looking at stories from the Bible and challenging our young people to choose Jesus. And there's lots of choices we make in life. And we're either choosing for the Lord or we're choosing against the Lord. And this summer, we want to portray the good choices that can be made for our young people so that they'll choose Jesus.
So what I gather is that it has a very spiritual atmosphere. No one is forced to make a decision.
No, no.
But the opportunity is abundantly
there.
The
opportunities are there each and every day to help them to want to choose Jesus.
And with that environment, that nurturing environment, positive peer pressure, and do young people make decisions for Jesus?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. In fact, we had a baptism last summer at Camp Sagola. We had, during our junior camp, we had around 20 campers that chose to go into studying, to be baptized, and we had several during our teen camp, too.
Sounds like almost half of your junior campers made decisions.
Right,
that's a huge percentage.
They did.
Positive, Craig, there's peer pressure. That's just a given.
Right.
The question is it going to be good?
Right.
Or is it going to be bad?
That's right.
And I choose good, don't you?
I choose good.
So, with summer camp coming up, one thing you mentioned about South Adams several times is campers of other denominations or no denominations, are they invited to
Yes,
camp?
They are. Yes, they are. In fact, we have a probably pretty good percentage, couldn't tell you what it is, but of campers that are not Seventh-day Adventist or may not even come from Seventh-day Adventist homes, but they hear about Camp Sagola, they want to send their kids to Camp Sagola because they hear good things about it.
One thing that I've gathered from past interviews with you, that some of the camps sometimes fill up.
Yes, they do.
Now at Camp Sagola, what is, if you want to be at camp, what is kind of the parameters or the targets, like don't miss this date? Or do you still have some openings close to camp time?
We usually have openings close to camp time, although because our junior camp is bigger and our camp is small, that's a little more of a challenge. Teen camp, we usually have plenty of room.
Mm-hmm.
But junior camp can be a little more challenging. And we don't do online registration like they do down at Camp Asable. We don't do online registration, but we make available to all of the churches in the Upper Peninsula our camp brochure. In fact, that will be coming out probably early April. That will be sent out to all the churches. But if there's anyone that would like to find out more about Camp Segola, because we're not online, you could give me a call, and my name is Craig Morgan, and my address is 3695 Fort Road, Grayling, Michigan, 49738. So you could jot me a note. You could give me a call, 313-333-6129, and I can happy to answer your questions, send you a brochure, or stop by if you are near a Seventh-day Adventist church in the Upper Peninsula. Stop by, and they'll have brochures for Camp Segola. So that's the best way to get in contact with
and
camp.
If you're downstaters or you're Wisconsin or maybe even
they're
Canada.
Welcome. They're welcome. We had several campers last summer that would go to Camp Asable and spend a week there. And then Mom and Dad would bring them all the way up to Camp Segola, and they'd spend a week at Camp Segola.
Wow.
And we have youngsters from Wisconsin, because we're not that far from Wisconsin, that come. So we're happy to have whoever, you know, that wants to have a wonderful camping experience to come to Camp Segola.
Well, Craig, why don't you give the address and phone number again one more time. I'm sure they'll get their pencils out and ready to write it down.
All right. If you'd like to write to me, Craig Morgan, CraigMorgan, at 3695 Fort Road, FORT, Fort Road, Grayling, Michigan, 49738. If you'd like to give me a call, 313-333-6129. If you don't get me right away, leave a message on my telephone, and I guarantee I'll get back with you and give you information, take down information from you so I can send you a brochure if that's what you'd like, because we want to serve every young person in the UP, or if you're in Wisconsin, or even the upper part of the Lower Peninsula that would like to come to Camp Segola and have a wonderful experience. We're a small camp, but we're a family camp where you feel like your family when you come, and we all want to be part of the family of God.
Amen. Well, thank you, Craig.
Well, Tom, it's been a pleasure always.
And I want to thank our listeners, and it's time to start thinking about summer camp. It's kind of like the seed catalogs to the gardener.
It is.
When the camp ministries program on Strong Tower Radio is aired, you're feeling warm already.
Right.
So until next time, I'm your host, Tom Majeure, for Strong Tower Radio. God bless. Bye now.